Okay, morning. Who's out there? Oh, no, don't know where everybody is. Okay, but we're going to go by tea anyway. Then people will learn to come on time, I suppose. That might help. Oh, here's up small. Now, people don't come on Zoom anymore, and they don't come in the best midrash either. So, Rabbi Israel just got lost as well. So, Avram, you're holding up the whole Zoom on your shoulders. Fine. Let's begin. We're starting Peregimel. We said we would start the sugya here on it's called Tachlis HaYisurim. We want to take a lot of what we've dealt with and try and consolidate it and be able to use some of these ideas practically as we go through life. Anu b'nei Adam. In case you hadn't noticed, but we humans. Hakev or cave, pain is pain. V'atzar toifus is a lev, kibetzevus lochetzes. And suffering tzar takes hold of us. It squeezes us. Kashalani moedlin atek me agoshes a cave. It's very hard for us to detach ourselves from our pain. Despite that, these two things, Simcha and Yusurim, cave, are not a stir at all. Cave, there are many Simcha Dika happenings which come with pain. The obvious one, well-worn example, is the one of birth. Your child comes into the world. Afi malava b'kaevi mazim b'tzarav, comes into the world with untold pain. Ukefi shenema b'posuk be'etzev tel bibonim, with pain you're going to give birth. That was the klala there by Chava. B'chein omru, the midrash there says, me'e pius poye hayoledes tzadik tes lemisev achas l'chaim. 99 whimpers, moans. The woman that's giving birth moans. 100, sorry, and 99 for death and one for chaim. We know it's a difficult, painful musukkan endeavor. Hayosrim kashimod, achayoleles lamarota kol metzapes boishu besimcha. She's besimcha, happy. Why? Because despite the fact that there was a very difficult, painful happening here, it's worth it. Look at the prize you get. It means you pay the price and you get the simcha and the pleasure afterwards. You prepare to pay the price because you know what you're getting. Come on. Person works a whole day, difficult, battling back and forth for banosa. Oivet kasha mi bokav ad erev, works from the morning till the night, hard work. Ulo b'sof ha'yom hu samach, at the end of the day, he's very happy. Hu merutz mikach she'tzliach lehasig es panosa b'yosha. He's happy that at the end of the day, he can say that he's making panosa honestly. Ha'avoyda kasha, ve'oyle lo b'omul v'yegir, aval ze shaveh. Od pam, the work is hard, it's difficult, comes with toil, but at the end of the day, ze shaveh. That's the approach one has to have to all the yusurim that comes on a person. When he thinks he's suffering for nothing, then you can't. Then you don't have the koach to deal with it. What do I have to live for? Who needs this? What do I need this pain for? When a person understands and he thinks and he meditates and internalizes the fact that Yisurim are providing him with very, very big, big paybacks, very transcendental, higher attainments, he's happy because he knows it's shaveh, it's worth it. Yeah, You go look in the gym, you go into the gym and you see this guy there and he's pulling and schwitzing and going whatever. If you show this to somebody who didn't know, they would think that there's a guy standing there with a gun, you know, holding a gun against his head to do all these things and whatever. If you would tell this person from Mars, the guy's actually paying for it.
It's a pain or an
effort? It's a what?
A pain or it's an effort. It's an effort. It's not a pain. It's not.
It's pain. It's a quave. It's painful. It's difficult. It's hard. Climbing mountains. You see people that climb mountains. Oh, wow. When he gets there, it's worth it. So when a person understands what he's buying with his Yisurim, then it's Shaveh. If not, then there's nothing worse. There's nothing more painful. Havoimer, Shavona Habasisis, the most basic understanding. It is Tachlis HaYisurim, about the purpose of Yisurim. Hishe Yisurim Haim Harisa L'Shem Binyan. First thing you need to know is Yisurim is a demolition in order to build. In the lochas in Shabbos, you have a locha of soysal manas livnois. That's called binyan. If you destroy something on Shabbos, but the goal is to build, so then you're even malocha Shabbos. If not, if your goal is to destroy, then you've done nothing. Hayusurim mevim ala adam toiva. Shebelo yusurim elo yamagia ala klal. The yusurim brings a person goodness, which without the yusurim he could never have attained that. The Ramban teaches us this. In Breishis, in Perek Chav Beis, the Ramban says, all nishaynas that a person goes through in the Torah, it's for the good of the person being tested. Kefishin is ba medivre Chazal. There's three main tachlis purposes of Yisurim. The first purpose is to wipe out the sinners. That has nothing to do with us. That's not for us. The people in the world that Akosh Bohu knows has to get wiped out, that's the Yisurim that they go through. That's shaykh to stoim v'chervusaya or the paro or the kolad doimim lo. That tachlis of Yisurim is kashut to those types of rishoyim. Yeah. Hatachlis hashniyahi la'achzis adam leboire. The second purpose of Yisurim is to bring a person back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Whether those Yisurim come on the klal, and it's to bring the whole klal back, but even then each individual has to make his own way back to Hashem because of the Yisurim. When a person distances or goes away from Hashem, he loses sight of his goals, of his purpose. So then the Yisurim come to bring him back. Take a marshal. You have a person, got married, raised a family, very successful, did what he did. The family is getting bigger and the house is too small. Can't let me start dream anymore. So he decides he's going to build a new house, going to get a bigger house. Big vizois, he yaitz al hagel es achnososoy kadesh yeich al hagel et tachlis hanietzis libnez dira gedailu rumal cheves. Everybody knows if you want to live in a bigger house, you want to build a bigger house, you need more money. So now he has to go and he has to increase his panosa, because he needs a bigger house and he has to make more money. The Daivan Lev Imazman who name Shirch when he grala sakim, Raisha Verubay Nosan Basogas Kesu Vibnia Sadira. Unfortunately, what happens is he gets so caught up with building this house and making the panosa that he's now Raisha Verubay Isaac in the whole day in panosa and house. Lat latu shocheh es tafkido ha'ikri. Slowly, slowly, he loses sight of his goals. He forgets what the ikri is and what the toffel is. What's the goal? The goal is to build a house, to establish a home that's a mishkan for Hashem, where you can machanech your children in the ways of Torah and Yira. Somebody forgot about that. Now he doesn't have time for his children anymore. He doesn't have time for his wife anymore. Kolman Yavne Tunim Leritzach Rekesiv. Now he's running off the money because he's got to pay for all these things that he's building and whatever. It's an Oysa Adam Chal Shibush. This person, there's a muddle here. He's got a bit confused. Yom Echad. Sorry, I left out a line. Yeah. No. Payim Tsoi Fach Lematara. The means has become the end. The means has become the goal. He swapped the Hishtadlis, which is a means to an end, has now become the end in itself. And his ruchnis, of course, we know what happens. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. There's nobody here doesn't understand what happens in this kind of a situation. Yeah, the ruchnis starts taking a dive. Suddenly, something happens. Yom echad umafsid schum atzum shel kesef. V'kol ha'chalayim as libnoi tadira yordim. One day, he loses an untold amount of money, made a bad deal, whatever happened, and all his dreams about building a house go down the drain. Nishalas ha'shalim, ze tov avuro ra. That's good or bad for him? Hard question, yeah? Of course, the right answer to say, for sure, it's good for him. Yeah, for sure. But they look all kach pashut to say that if you're being honest with yourself, if that was me, wow, that's terrible. Imish maskilu, umayevin ti'ach, is toivos roitza kodesh bochu. But if a person's got a bit of seichel, he's been learning imunen betocher of Tal B'Sefer for the last 20 years, azumivin, Hashem only wants good for people. Hashem is parach. Reishu azev es hamatera amitis v'shochech es ikat tafkidu bo'ilom. Hashem sees his guys, he's lost the plot. He's mixed up his goals with his ends at the end, and he's forgotten what his real purpose in this world is. He's forgotten why he came into the world. V'leda hefzed ha-kaspi v'ayusurim sheboim bi'ikvoisov hu meivin ki Hashem is parach medabar ala v'oimelo. As a result of him, he lost the money. He understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to him. And he speaks to him and he's saying to him, B'ni yekiri shechachtoti. My precious, beautiful son, you forgot about me. Shechachta ma ani monyen she'tasa bo'ilam. You forgot what I want you to do in the world. I sent you here for a purpose. Shechachta ma tifkidcho. You forgot what your goal is. Ma yoidcha b'chaim ha-ketzorim shenatati l'chaladmus. You've forgotten what the destination of this very short life is. The Jew says, thank you very much to Kodesh Baruch Hu that you woke me up, that you made me realize that I could have spent the rest of my life wasting my life on absolute nonsense. He understands that the Yisurim was for his good and for his spiritual growth, it was the best thing that could have happened to him. If not, he would have just plummeted deep and deep into the abyss. That major financial catastrophe that happened to him, which is horrendous, but that's what saved his life.
And what about the Rishayim which are successful?
Oh, we spoke about that. We spoke about. What about the Rishayim that are successful? Good. That's our kasha of Tzadik V'Ra'alo, Rosh V'Tovlo. We'll discuss it a little bit more later. We're gonna discuss that a little bit. We'll see that, and we'll also discuss Hanogos HaMishpat, Hanogos HaYichud. We'll come to that. We're coming to tie a lot of those things together. Yeah? No, there has to be Bechira. By the way, the Rishayim that are very successful is not such a big kasha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them their schaya, so he doesn't have to give them schaya in Olam Haba. That's the clear. The Rishonim already answered that question like that. The said, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to give him a patch. I'm not going to give him a patch and wake him up. Let him be successful. Let him carry on. And he's every day, he's losing his Olam Haba more and more and more. We said that's the purpose of Yishurim for those that Hashem wants to wipe out whatever. Yeah, he raises them up in order to drop them heavier. Ish lo yovin v'schil lo yovin ezois the Hashem's marim the Rishayim lapilotam. Okay. Sometimes Hashem does that to a person in order that he should have that we should have bechira. You need bechira. So you have a look and you go, wow, look at him. Yeah, he's not keeping Torah and mitzvahs. He's running around or whatever. He doesn't daven and look how much money he's making. So now you have an issue on your hands.
It's like a
For sure. We don't ask for them because we're not chutzpahdik enough to say, give us your suri, we'll deal with it. We don't daven for your suri. But when they come, that's a question. Why don't we daven for your suri if they're so wonderful? Because you've got a little chutzpah to say, Hashem, test me because I can handle it. That was David HaMelech. David HaMelech with Bathsheba. Because if you ask for a test, you have to fail. That's okay. So we don't ask for them. But no, the Yisurim are, I don't know, that's what we're saying here. And they must be because they come from Hashem, and Hashem wouldn't do anything to us. It's not good for us. Nachon? We lose sight of our goals. We think the goal is to build a house, have money. No, that's not the goal. The goal is to do Eved Hashem. So we get caught up in a whole lot of, you can build a house and be an Eved Hashem as well. They're all steer. There were plenty of good holy people that you need a roof over your head. But everything needs proportion. It's got to be in place. There was once somebody, I don't give too many details because you may know him, but he was a guy that didn't come from a lot of money, but he made a lot of money. Talking about a lot of money, like real proper money, like real serious money. And they lived somewhere, not in Eretz Yisrael, and they moved to Eretz Yisrael. And I had to meet him the one day I was supposed to meet him. And I knew him from before. I knew him from many years before. Anyway, so he tells me he can't meet me today because he has to go to Tel Aviv to choose taps for the house. We're building a house here. So he couldn't meet with me to learn because he had to go to the Tel Aviv to choose taps. I was like, are you mad? Where do you get the plumber to put in taps? What do you care? He has to go to Tel Aviv to choose the taps? That's what I'm talking. You've lost the plot. Your wife wants to go choose the plot, the taps. They don't understand. Don't tell her not to choose taps. But you, my kish, you're going to go choose. The whole day he was in Tel Aviv choosing taps. You know, who chooses? You go to the plumber, you go to the hardware shop, and you buy a tap for 200 shekels. My kolasi pool. Because that's, you get lost. You forget what you're living for. That's why the Mesidus Hashem says, Machov Aso Balom. A person has to know what he's living for. What do you get out of bed this morning for? If I see you deep, Bal Nefeshu, if this yid that we spoke about in our marshal, if he's a shtickle, he's got some toichen to him. So he would be having tzar now from the tzar Ashchina, and he would stand embarrassed in front of Hashem on the tzar that he caused Hashem. He caused Hashem to cause him suffering. When Hashem has to cause us suffering, it causes Hashem suffering. How that works, whatever, and the lo makom lekanes lezeh, what tzar Ashchina is, how that works, lo yoda, aval, have to use your imagination. Aval, when you, Hashem says, Ani imcha b'tzara, I'm with you and you in tzar. That means when Hashem gives us suffering, Hashem suffers as well. So when a person loses track and Hashem has to give him yusurim in order to bring him back, the person should feel bad because he caused Hashem suffering. Alav lachshoiv. He has to think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ko'evoti. Hashem loves me so much. Hu do'egli. He's concerned about me. He's taking care of me. He didn't let me to fall. He didn't let me waste my lives on void, on vanities. And I caused him so much tzar. When a Jew is suffering, what does the Shechina say? Kalani miroishay, kalani mizroi. He's in pain. Whatever that means, the head and the limbs of the Shechina, whatever that means, is suffering. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. You have to whatever the Gemara means there. Havoyim Hakadosh Baruch Hu muchel lizboil kviyachol yosurim uvat sheani lo azov oto. That means Hashem's prepared to suffer, whatever that means, in order that I shouldn't abandon him. It's a bal nefesh tzaze hoiluchem isgaber benafshe ad shu shochech mitzar ha'ishi. If somebody's really a little bit spiritually attuned, I'm talking about a bal nefesh, it's a high level that, but if a person is attuned to this, so the tzar of the Shechina becomes so big that he forgets his own tzar. When he davens for his pain to be removed, what he really wants is the tzar of the Shechina to go away. Or palm, whatever that means, however you relate to that, for me, these are very, very hard. If you know what to do with it, enjoy. Come tell me how you dealt with it, how you work on these in yonim. because ani lo yoda. And I'm talking about things I don't know, but that's what's written here, and that's what I'm reading. Well, ani lo yoda how you do that. The Rezina said like this, Kishyeshu Vesa saw, he was in prison, famous Maisa that he was in prison. Gamki Eilech Begait Salmovas Lo Iro, even if I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, Geit Salmovas, terrible, terrible place. Lo Iro, I don't fear. Einenim Efachet Measakonas Vatsoros Agadolis Beyosa. I don't have fear from the dangers and the suffering, the biggest in the world. Because I know it's all good. It's all good. Ra ki ata imodi. You know what's bad here? It's because you're with me. Uramani ken magishra. What do I really think is bad about the situation that I'm now in prison? Ki ata imodi, because you have to be here. Because you, Hashem, are also suffering now because I'm in this matzah. You say he's learning the pasuk. Gam ki eilech begeit samovas lo iro. We normally read it. Gam ki eilech begeit samovas lo iro ro. Ki ota amodi. I don't feel evil. I don't feel bad when I'm going through difficult situations. Because Hashem, you with me, taking care of me. The Regina learned it differently. Gam ki eilech begeit samovas lo iro. When I'm in the gates of Mavis, in the gates of Mavis, I don't fear, because I know it's all for my good. Ra ki ata amodi. You just move the comma. It's evil. It's bad because you have to be here with me. It's bad enough that I have to be here, but I caused the Shechinah to have to also be here. That he couldn't tolerate. If you live with this, I imagine you have to do a lot of hard work to even begin to get a bit sensitive to this. We have a hard time even feeling another human being's pain. The empathy required to feel another Jew's suffering, okay, is already something we find difficult to do. Yeah, a friend of mine told me, he went to Rav Michal Yehuda to ask him to daven for a child. There was a child that was born that was ill. As he started telling Rav Michal Yehuda about the child who was ill, Rav Michal Yehuda started crying. The person telling him the story, he didn't know. The child, he didn't know. He didn't have more than 30 seconds to hear the story, and he started crying. Started crying. We don't have that kind of sensitivity. I mean, I'm speaking about myself. You guys, I'm sure. It's not even a surprise that Rav Michal Yehuda would just cry. Of course, everyone does that. I need loyal though. I have a hard enough time just feeling another Jew's pain. Now I'm going to feel the Shechinah's pain. The way to work on this is to first start feeling your chavrusa's pain and your wife's pain and your children's pain and start getting in touch with that a little bit, feel somebody else's pain, then maybe you can start thinking about the tzar of the Shechina. I'm saying that these are hard, but this has to be worked on. This is not enough to just, I read about that, you know, the tzar Shechina, yeah, and the suffering's good for me because, but it's not good for the Shechina, you know, and nothing's going to change. First of all, you'll have wasted the morning, yeah, because you didn't learn anything, and nothing. You have to actually make this needs work, proper work. This doesn't happen easily. When you do this, it strengthens one's ava for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who mayvin Hashem is barach oivoto ve'enu muchan leperet nimenu. He understands that Hashem loves him and isn't prepared to just separate himself from him and just let him go off on his way. For sure, the loss of the money and the other yisurim, it hurts. It's painful. Ouch, you know. Sometimes it's unbearable pain. But it's worth it. Because it forces a person to come back and be with Hashem and find time to be with Hashem. I had a friend, he had a business in South Africa, and one night, it's a long story, there are a lot of aspects to the story. The story is a diamond, and a lot of facets, but I just want to take out one facet. Anyway, one Motzei Shabbos, his business burned down, and there was a problem with insurance, and he didn't have anything. He went from being a big gvir to being absolutely penniless. He was being fed off the community. The community used to send them food. They had nothing. I'm talking about nothing. Choshev, a family. She came from very, very holy stock, and he also... His parents survived the Holocaust, whatever. They're very special people. Big Nadovim in the community was a Kovei Itim the Torah, whatever. The next morning, The morning after the fire happened or whatever, he walked into the kollel and he signed up and he started learning full time. And he carried on when he studied, he got his business back or whatever, he carried on learning half day all his till eventually he had the machla and he was nifted from the machla. But at Sof Yoimov, he was a half day avrech. He learned every morning. So you tell me the factory burning down was good or bad. So in the end of that, it was good because it took somebody who wasn't learning, you know, he was in the Kavaitim, he was learning half an hour a day, to becoming a Kamatan Avrech. He became a Talmud Chochem. But he had the seichel to understand that. He had the seichel to understand that if his business burned down and he wasn't insured, HaKadosh Baruch was talking. So what does Hashem want from me? He said, because I'm obviously not learning enough. So he went and he came and he sat down and he learned. It was hard in the beginning, but Imam and she learned with us. And that's somebody who's got his head screwed on straight. Understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shaveh. He said it often. It was worth all the suffering and the pain he went through losing all of that. It was worth it just to get him to come and sit and learn full time. Okay, so that's the vort there. Okay, so those are the two tachlisim we've seen of the Yisurim so far. Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the third one, the tachlis shishi shel Yisurim, hila zakech ula malek esodom. It's to polish and to shine the person. In order to entitle him, enable him to have a much higher status and standing in Olam Haba. Metz Hashem, that we'll discuss tomorrow. Sometimes Yisurim, we'll see, that's the famous Maisa by the Brisker dynasty, how it started. Sometimes the Yisurim is for future generations, not even for me. We'll see. That's a fascinating story. Don't know if he brings it. Yeah, if not, then we'll it's a well-known story. How that whole Soloveitchik story started with somebody losing all his panosa. That was the beginning of the Brisker dynasty, was he lost all his panosa. He went and sat and became a big Talmud Chacham, and I think he was the father or the Zayd of the Beis Halevian, but that became about because he lost all his money. Had he not lost all his money, he would have died, a very choshev, a bal ches, and bal stocker. You know, he's a zmifter, he gave birth to the entire Brisker dynasty. So, we'll discuss that a little bit. But this is work, Rabbi Sa, this doesn't happen automatically. This you have to sit down and do some real hard cheshbon. To see where the Yisurim is good, how, where, the Tzarashkin, a lot of work to be done here. The Seder, no early nights tonight. You have to work hard here on this. Okay, Zay gezunt, have a good day.
Thank you, Rabbi Sa.